paying for porn. That's a story our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have online this morning. Investigations editor John Hill joins us for our reality check. Morning.
Good morning.
So the headline certainly made my eyes pop.
Yeah, it is kind of an attention grabber.
So tell us about these bills that lawmakers are considering.
Basically, they would require, there's some variations between them, but in general, they would require anybody who manufactures or distributes a device that accesses the internet to include a blocker that would prevent people from seeing things like child pornography and revenge porn. But then, although the bills are not entirely clear on this point, but it appears that what would happen would be that if you paid $20 to the state of Hawaii, you could have the blocker lifted, and that would enable you to watch. Obviously not. Nobody is I don't think the lawmakers are thinking that you would then be able to watch illegal things like child pornography, but that will allow you to watch legal pornography.
Well, this is such a strange story.
It is.
So tell us, I mean, how did this whole concept get going?
Well, that's an interesting aspect of the story. There have been a couple of people who have been promoting these bills nationwide. There's been more than a dozen states in the past year or so that have introduced bills very similar to these ones. And one of these individuals is named Chris Sevier, and he has a history of rather colorful actions, including suing Apple because Apple failed to prevent his own porn addiction, and also trying to marry his own computer as a protest against same-sex marriage.
Yeah, that's pretty strange.
Yeah, and apparently he has an associate who was involved in that lawsuit in Utah where they were both trying to marry a computer in a polygamous relationship, according to their lawsuit. And that individual contacted State Senator Mike Gabbard in Hawaii, and he introduced the first of these bills last year.
So what did Gabbard have to say about these bills?
He was unaware of the pasts of the bios of the people who brought this to him. But he said it was he was more interested in being able to get the conversation going about stopping human trafficking. The reason human trafficking is related to this bill is that the $20 would go to a special fund, and the state would be able to make grants from that fund to organizations that were battling human trafficking. So Senator Gabbard's position was, well, at least these bills will get that conversation started.
And one of these bills is actually being heard today, right?
That's right. Yeah, there was one of the bills had a hearing on the Committee on Interstate Commerce, so we'll see how that goes. Last year, Senator Gabbard had introduced a bill that basically got no hearing. It may have gotten a hearing, but it didn't get very far.
Okay, and so I don't know. What does the ACLU think about this?
The ACLU says it's completely unconstitutional. They've been tracking these bills across the country. And they say that you can't, you know, the First Amendment doesn't come with a $20 asterisk. If content is protected by the First Amendment, it's protected by the First Amendment, and you can't put a surcharge on it.
Okay, and so we'll have to see where these bills go this session.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see, because I think that there are some pretty compelling arguments that they are unconstitutional on the face of them. And there are a number of organizations that cite various Supreme Court decisions and other court decisions that say that you cannot impose a mandatory blocker like this.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, John. Really interesting story.
Well, thank you.
That was Investigations Editor John Hill with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.